A surprisingly influential film turns 75 years old this month. The black and white movie is called Double Indemnity. Billy Wilder directed it. This movie helped inspire a lot of other film noir classics featuring wounded men in fedoras and sultry femme fatales. And here is the surprising part. Double Indemnity also influenced a lot of what we are watching today. The fedoras didn't last, but much else did. Here's NPR's Mark Rivers.
Let's just get right to the point.
Yes, I killed him. I killed him for money. And for a woman. And I didn't get the money, and I didn't get the woman.
That's insurance salesman Walter Neff, played by Fred McMurray.
It all began last May.
His confession comes at the start of the film, so I didn't spoil anything. The woman is Phyllis Dietrichson, played by Barbara Stanwyck. She's a seductive housewife who would be much happier without her husband around.
The other night we drove home from a party. He was drunk again. When we drove into the garage, he just sat there with his head on the steering wheel and the motor still running. And I thought what it would be like if I didn't switch it off. Just closed the garage doors and left him there.
Together, they hatch a scheme to kill the husband and make it look like an accident. But in Double Indemnity, it's also a given that the protagonists are doomed.
Suddenly it came over me that everything would go wrong. I couldn't hear my own footsteps. It was the walk of a dead man.
There's no doubt in my mind that it was not only the artistic, but the commercial success of this film is what really triggered the film noir movement in Hollywood.
That's Eddie Muller, the czar of noir, as he likes to call himself. He's the host of Turner Classic Movies' Noir Alley.
And I think that what makes it so special is that the protagonists are the villains.
75 years ago, that was a big deal. Hollywood was heavily policed by production codes, and it was bold for director Billy Wilder to take his popular stars and turn them into killers.
We're both rotten.
Only you're a little more rotten. You got me to take care of your husband for you.
Film noir. Stories that expose the dark underbelly of the American dream. Rich black and white with heavy shadows, and witty double entendre that skirted the censors.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
And the smoking. So much smoking. After all, they were as good as dead anyway. Film noir came from the hard-boiled fiction of writers like Dashiell Hammett, James M. Cain, and Raymond Chandler. It took off in Hollywood during and after World War II, when Eddie Muller says you couldn't sell people just on Happily Ever After anymore.
And so finally, here were stories on a big screen at the movie house that reflected that pessimism.
That strain of pessimism and the visual style have never gone away. It's mostly on TV now, from The Sopranos to Walter White in Breaking Bad.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger.
Or Jessica Jones with its tortured female protagonist.
A big part of the job is looking for the worst in people. Turns out I excel at that.
Jessica Jones is sort of in the role of the, what would be typically the male hero, you know, the Humphrey Bogart, Fred McMurray, where she's the, you know, the anti-hero.
That's Jessica Jones' creator and showrunner, Melissa Rosenberg. She says she could draw a line between Jessica Jones and Double Indemnity's femme fatale.
She's driving the story. She's the smart, ambitious one who does what she has to get what she wants.
Today's audiences are no longer shocked by this kind of story. In fact, Eddie Muller says now people watch old movies like Double Indemnity because they're a little like comfort food.
Like, wow, that's great. Look, here's a murder story from a more innocent time.
Just don't go looking for innocence down the mean streets of Double Indemnity. You won't find any. Mark Rivers, NPR News.